Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and welcome to Laws of Life Court TV, presented by Justice Ministries International on Brighteon.tv. This is the only forum wherein individuals, groups, even nations can bring a controversy and receive a decision based upon one or more laws of life. We define a law of life as being an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and everything that we say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." I submit to you one major area of lack of knowledge is as it relates to these laws of life. Stay logged on. You cannot afford to miss this session.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelley Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelley Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelley Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelley Key. The Kelley Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KelleyKey.com with free shipping.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivvy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivvy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivvy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. Nearly all the
we have as our special guest today, Ms. Tawanda Vandross. Ms. Vandross, how are you today?
I am pretty incredible. How about yourself, Judge Mosley?
Always to have you on, and we'd appreciate if you share something about yourself and your business and your ministry.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, thanking God for allowing me to be here today. Thank you for inviting me back. It's always a pleasure to be able to see you, talk to you, and of course, my favorite subject, talking about the laws of life. And I am Tawanda. I currently live in Louisville, Kentucky, originally from South Carolina. I run an organization working with prisons and families, and I've been doing that for about 15 years. In addition to that, I do publish books and getting into the media and film industry as well, because we do understand that whomever controls the media controls the mind. And we want to make sure we're putting good information out into the world. As far as ministry, my life is ministry. I've been working to help people all of my life. I tell people that I've been doing this ever since the third grade. It's something that I love to do. It's something that God has called me to do. And I definitely want to be obedient to what God has called me to do. And once again, very happy to be here with you today, Judge Mosley.
Well, the matter before the court today is going to be dealing with the law of resistance and non-resistance coming under the law of authority. And I think we agree that all authority is of and from God. And we as believers are admonished to obey the God-given authority. And that includes the home, the school, the church, the job, and government. Would you wish to speak to either one of those groups?
I totally agree. And any of the above, we can definitely talk about because they're all relevant.
What about the home first? Authority in the home and resistance and non-resistance. Can we resist parental authority? Or should we?
You're not supposed to, but of course we know a lot of homes these days are in shambles, are not really structured, and sometimes the authority has not really been clarified or identified. But yeah, we definitely should obey the authority in the home. Yes, absolutely.
What about in the schools? I know when I was growing up, and this goes back decades now, but authority in the school was well respected. Teachers, whether you saw them on the school grounds or whether you bump into them in the store, that respect was always there for principals and teachers. And if you recall, of course, this is in most states now illegal, but my principal had a paddle and he used it frequently. And that was part of the disciplinary process in those days. But there was honor and respect. So do you think that's diminished over the years? What are your thoughts?
It definitely has diminished for a couple of different reasons. Number one, when you talk about that paddling that you got, I remember getting that too, but today that's called abuse. And you bet, yeah. if you hit someone's child today, they're probably gonna hit you back. And when you talk about just the respect and the demeanor and character and integrity and things of that sort, also back in the day, you would see your teacher or principal at school, but you would see them on social media and all the things that they're posting and how they're drinking and hanging out on the weekends. So it kind of has taken where you got the teachers and principals on the left and the students on the right, not everything's all together because the world is, we have social media. So I think it's diminished in a lot of different ways. So that respect is not really there anymore.
Let's go to the church for a minute. Is there a marked difference now as it was, as we say, back in the day as it relates to authority and resistance and non-resistance in the church?
Well, and you might disagree with me on this one, Judge Mosley, but we have to first identify what type of church you're talking about, because the church has even changed, you know, over the last 25, 30, 40 years. You know, we still have some churches that are based on just initial concepts of the Bible, and then you have people that say they're called to preach, and they're creating their own church and their own, you know, bylaws and what they actually believe. And at the same time, because, you know, years ago, like when I was a kid, I thought church was boring. I didn't want to go to church. It was boring. I'm going to go to sleep. Well, now, since people want to get the younger generation in, they're watering down certain things they offer in church so they can kind of make it more appealing to the younger generation. So there's so many dynamics that's going on. And sometimes when you add a lot more to water stuff down, you sometimes lose the original concept, thought, or the original purpose of what something actually is. So we definitely need to get back to the basis in reference to the church as well.
Well, let's talk about government for a moment. What about resistance and non-resistance as it relates to government and authority in that regard?
Well, I started to say one thing. I'm not going to go political on you. But in reference to government, we need to be clear with what our rules, regulations, and bylaws are, and we need to be consistent with it, because that is supposed to be one of the highest laws and places in the world to make sure that we're abiding by laws, rules, and regulations. But we have to let our yes be yes and no be no. When we have these different laws and then we turn around, we're on Google and Facebook and TV, and we see these same dignitaries embezzling or going to prison for this or that, or this happened over the weekend, because once again, social media, then people sometimes say, well, you know what, this is how you said it's going to be, but I'm not going to do as you say. I'm going to do as you've done as well, or as you do.
Are we as believers allowed to resist authority under certain circumstances, And if so, why and how?
We as believers, the only time we should ever resist is if it is a conflict or it is someone or something going against what God's word says. That is the only time that we really should resist.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that. The only time we should resist is when?
If it violates the word of God. That's the only time it, and again, we're human, but the only time we really should resist if something or someone is violating the word of God.
Let's go to scripture for a moment. I'm sure you are familiar with the account dealing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Absolutely, of course.
And would you give us a brief summary as of what was taking place? I think is around Daniel 3.
Well, one of the things in the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we have these three guys that basically they're thrown into the fiery. I think my computer screen messed up. Hold on, let me get that clicked out. We have these three guys that was threatened to be thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow down to the king. And basically, in this story that I know everybody's familiar with, you know, their belief, they stood on what they believe. And, you know, sometimes, even if it may cost you your life, you know, a lot of times we can say that we believe something, but we believe it until it's going to hurt, you know, and we're going to get in trouble, we're going to lose our job. But in this particular story, they were threatened to be thrown in the furnace because they were refusing to bow down to the king because, you know, what their belief actually was. And that just really shows the significance and power of belief, regardless of what happens or what is threatened to happen. You know, will you still stand for what you believe in?
So then how would you say they resisted? Now, in this day and age, we can use the examples of resisting by way of a demonstration, by way of a food strike, hunger strike, and various other ways we resist. Now, are you saying to us that you can only resist if it's something that violates God's laws? But then how far should that resistance go? And looking back to the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it gives us a hint of how far it went. If I recall correctly, as far as it went was them saying, we won't bow down.
Absolutely. And that's what I was just saying. A lot of times we can say, let me give you an example. I told you, I think it was just yesterday when we were talking about this. I was having a conversation with someone who is not a believer. And I was talking to him about my faith and my journey. And a lot of people say, yeah, you guys say you believe, but when your back is up against the wall, you're going to curse God. You're going to say you don't believe. You're going to do whatever safe. If we truly believe and you say it should be something you're willing to sacrifice for, something you're willing to hurt for, something you're willing to bleed for, even die for, if that's what you truly believe.
Well, are you saying, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So are you saying then that in our resistance of governmental authority, even though that governmental authority may have overstepped, and that's another area hopefully we can get into, that as far as the example that's given us in scripture is that our resistance should be of such that we're willing to then accept whatever consequences that flow therefrom. So if I'm truly resisting based upon the word of God in a particular situation, that I should be even then willing to accept whatever consequences that flow from my resistance.
Absolutely.
Is that where we are?
That's where we are. And again, if that is what your belief is, because you cannot waver. Absolutely, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Now let's look at another account of scripture. I think it's in Daniel 6, dealing with the royal statute and individuals, including Daniel, being admonished that for 30 days they're only to pray to this royal statute. Now, if we're told in this country, not suggesting that we have been, perhaps we have been, if we're told not to pray, and in some areas we have already been told not to pray. So how should we or would we address a command such as that or a rule such as that or a law such as that? How should we address it?
Well, one of the things, if you remember, and I know you do, even with schools, they were taken out of prayer and so on and so forth. But people still found ways to, whether they're praying in silence or whether they're praying in their own spaces, just not really, you know, being able to do it in a uniform way. We just have to still understand that there's a big difference between God's law and man's law. And if we have to choose between the two, we have to follow what God's law is, not man's law. And as we're being faithful and following God's law, God is going to bring us through regardless of what that looks like as well, as long as we trust and we believe in God to be with us, regardless. If we make it out or if we don't make it out, we have to have that faith that's not wavering.
So I'm sure you recall the scripture that says we ought to obey God and not man.
Amen.
So in your Christian walk, and certainly you and I have heard much rhetoric about resisting in certain areas that are ungodly, but how many percentage-wise of believers would you say are willing to suffer the consequences of not bowing down?
Not many. That's why I kept saying that, I talk to my mom about this all the time, because honestly speaking, you can have people that have been going to church their whole life. The first thing, people have to realize that church is in us. It's not the building. The second thing is, a lot of people can say, I believe, but they haven't been through nothing. They haven't been tested. And a lot of people that are tested and tried, well over half, I'm sure, if they're tested and tried, they're going to change their mind, and they're going to do whatever to save them at that moment. This life is not ours. And if we truly, truly believe, regardless of what happens, we have to know that God is going to be able to bring us through. So yeah, to answer your question in specific, I'm sure over half of believers will quickly change in midstream if their life depended on it.
Would you say there is a difference between the terminology that deals with nonviolence as opposed to non-resistance? Are they the same? Are they different? And if so, how?
Well, I would say that it's definitely a difference. You know, like, for example, you can have a protest and it can be nonviolent, but it's all really in the spirit of why you're doing it. And that's really the first thing, the foundation. So when you talk about being non-resistant, we want to make sure that if we're being non-resistant, it is because someone is in violation of God's of the word of God. And with non-violence, what is the actual act? What does it actually pertain into? And is there a conflict? But yeah, I definitely do believe that there is a difference. So it's really a matter of making sure being clarified on it.
Let's use an example. If I work for a company and disappointed with some of the policies of that company, and there is going to be a line of individuals who are going to protest that particular company. Now, as a believer, where does that place me? Am I under nonviolence? Am I under non-resistance? A combination of the two? What would you say to that?
You know what? That I would definitely love to hear what your thought is. Now, with me, for example, number one, I don't go with what everyone else is doing. I look at the most effective way to handle it and get what is needed after I've really prayed about it. Like, for example, I saw here in Kentucky, they were picketing like Amazon. I'm not sure what they were actually complaining about Amazon. But there is a difference, and it has to be structured in a way, because if I'm having a nonviolent protest, I understand the difference between nonviolent, but at the same time, I'm going against what the masses says or what the company actually says. And I need to make sure it's not in violation of what my personal belief is in reference to the word of God. So can you give me some clarity on that?
Well, what we're trying to determine, I think you already touched upon it, is that there is a difference between being nonviolent and being resistant or non-resistant. And it's my impression that many believers do not have the knowledge that they should have as relates to the difference between the two. And I think you've already pointed out the fact that I can be nonviolent, but nevertheless, I can be right in somebody's face and it, with resistance. So do you perceive that the body of Christ especially needs to be much more keenly aware of when they're being just not nonviolent, of when they're being non-resistant? And I would ask you this question. Does the Bible require that we be non-resistant as opposed to being nonviolent?
I think that was a part that I was missing. I agree. Yes, the latter of what you said, what we need to focus on being is non-resistant through that process. Because again, we're going to be, if we're going to get something the company actually says, it's going to be a mass of people that have different beliefs and probably different tactics as well. And regardless of what we do and who we intermingle with, we still need to always be in order as believers.
Yes. Now, I'm sure you can see how the law of authority and the law of resistance and non-resistance work together. Any other thoughts as to situations whereas believers perhaps are violating that law of non-resistance and operating clearly on the concept of non-violence, not understanding the differentiation between the two? And how, if at all, can we hopefully educate those who don't have a clarity of the two as to the difference therein? That was a convoluted question.
The story of my life. Listen, first and foremost, in your book, The Laws of Life, when you talk about the law of resistance and non-resistance, and you're referencing Matthew 5:38-41, and it says, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We all know that. We all know the scripture. We all know what it says. I've met people in life, they say their philosophy is, I'm fighting fire with fire. You do it to me, I'm doing it to you. I'm going to treat you how you treat me. Yes. So what I want to say to anyone that's listening is this. When I say the story of my life is, I have prayed for so long and I'm just continuing to learn, to grow, and to pray. And I say to God, like, God, help me be more of you. Help me do the things you've called me to do. When someone does me wrong, help me not have evil thoughts and help me definitely not do anything wrong to them. I have so many situations in life, Judge Moses, where people have done me wrong, even in business. I've done work for people, submitted the contract and invoice, and they just kind of got missing and so many different things. And I just prayed about it. When someone hurts you so bad, the best thing you can do is pray about it and pray for them, because it's their loss, not yours. So I just said that to say, I want people to realize that we are not here to hurt people. We're here to be a blessing to people. When someone do you wrong, pray for them. Give them a good word, because something's wrong with them and God would deal with them. But you have love in your heart and forgiveness, so we can always stay in order. And I know it's easier said than done, but the reality is, focus on pleasing God, not man. And if we focus on that, we'll continue to have great days. People tell me all the time, and I'm going to wrap up with this. Tawana, every time I see you, you're in a good mood, you're excited, et cetera, et cetera. And I say to them, it's because I know who I am, because I have God in my life. And regardless of what happens in life, long as I'm with God, God is with me, and I'm working to be more like God, how can I ever fail?
Well said. You're familiar, very familiar with the laws of life. How, if at all, have they impacted your life?
My life and anyone and everyone that I've talked to, I'm always trying to figure out what the situation is. What law of life is that? The law of prayer, the law of faith, the law of reaping and sowing, the law of seasons. I love the laws of life because it helps you to understand the different laws, how to be better, how to live according to God's will for your life. And it also has a scripture so we can get more information and get better understanding. So yeah, I love the laws of life. It gives me a good depiction of, you know, being able to move forward and doing it according to God's will for my life. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Now, if there's some of our viewers that want to make contact with you, how will they be able to reach you?
Oh, man, please definitely contact me. Anyone that loves helping people and want to just really be a part of improving the world, contact me via email at tawanda@anotherchance2.com. Once again, that is tawanda@anotherchance2.com. I love to hear from you. Or you can contact me at area code 404-824-5834.
Ms. Vandroth, it's been a blessing to have had you again on the program, and we look forward to having you even more. So you have a blessed day.
Well, listen, first of all, we need an hour because I never have enough time to talk to you. And then the second thing, I need to come back before 2024. because I got more to say about the laws of life. And thank you, Judge Mosley, for being a light in the world and doing what God has called you to do. And I'm looking forward to the best days and blessed days, because they're definitely still yet to come.
A latter day will be better than our former day, indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen to that.
Be blessed. Thanks again.
All right, be blessed. Thank you.